right, George Zimmerman. He was released from a Florida jail after posting $150,000 bond in the Trayvon Martin shooting case. Now, the judge determined that Zimmerman is not a risk to the community. The judge said he can't have any guns, must observe a curfew, and Zimmerman also surrendered his passport. So he had to put up, you know, 10% of that $150,000, which would be $15,000 to make bail. His father said that he, you know, suggested that he may even take out a second mortgage to help with the court costs. But here's his dad right here.
His lip was swollen and cut, and there were two vertical gashes on the back of his head.
Have you seen any pictures of that?
Yes, I have.
Who showed them to you?
I saw one on the news today.
And the reason
I forgot those brothers' names, those guys that supporting those Republican candidates paid his attorney fees. Yeah, the Colt brothers went and got him the doggone best lawyers that he could get. That is absolutely insane.
It's sickening.
And yeah. I think rumor has it, I don't know if this can be confirmed, but about $300,000 is what people have donated so far to George Zimmerman's website to help him with his court costs and the fact that he's not working, blah, blah, blah. But there was also, and the reason that sounded weird, his father in court, that none of the family actually came to court, but his wife, George Zimmerman's wife, and his dad all testified over the phone. Now, here is George Zimmerman's apology to the Martin family.
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am, and I did not know if he was armed or not.
Also, if he would have had some ID to show his age, then that would have made a determination whether you would have killed him or not.
And the truth
that is absolutely crazy. They always try to justify everything. Everything. They have a reason and an explanation for every... Okay.
The truth of the matter is this man wanted to be in law enforcement. He was actually enrolled in college and went to one class afterwards to be, criminal justice.
Right.
And he called himself, you know, the unofficial guard to watch the community, this, that, and the other. And they said, what was a crazy number, over 40 times that he had called...
46 to be exact.
Yeah, to call 911. So he thought I don't know, but I'm just ready for this to be over. And for that family to begin.
Well, let me say, I just want to prepare everybody. Let everybody know that there's a strong, in my opinion, it's just my opinion.
Uh-huh.
There's a strong possibility that this man is going to walk.
But
I'm just letting everybody know now. If there's a very strong, chance that he's going to walk. But let me say this. That man going to be in prison in his mind, for number one, for what he did. Number two, he ain't going to be able to go nowhere. He ain't going to be able to sleep at night. And, you know, he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life. But I'm just letting everybody know. I hope he go to jail for the rest of his life. But I seriously doubt it. And there's so much hype surrounding this case. And that man got so much money behind him with those attorneys. And they're going to start paying everybody off. I'm telling you, be prepared. And we ain't going to tear up our own community because he walked. We're going to tear up no community because we are peaceful people. But just be prepared now.